We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. We finished with the Chazaka and Ruba, the Makairis for that, and now we're going to continue and go back to the Dinim of Shechita. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Ra Echot Sheshachat, if you saw someone who shechted, Im Ra'u Metchil V'Atzoy, if you watched him from beginning to end, Mutter Lechom Shechitas, give him a Shechita. Ve'imlav, if you did not watch it from beginning to end, osur lecha mishchitas, then you can't eat from mishchita. So Gemara wants to know, what exactly is the circumstances of this shiloh where you have to see the person doing the shchita? Hechidami, idiyoda, the gomer, if you know this person is a shaychit who knows how to shecht, he knows the halachas, lom li ra, you don't need ria, you don't have to watch him, he knows the shchita. Vidiyod, loy gomer, if you know he does not know shchita, pshita, it's poshit, that you have to watch him, and if you don't watch him, it's no good. And the Gemara's mashma, that's pashut, that if you watch him, it would be mutl chathilah, because then that's what means pshita. If it's only b'di'eved, so then it wouldn't say pshita. So it's mashma, and if he doesn't know shchita, but I watch him, it's pashut that it's good. It's pashut that it's a good shchita. From this Gemara, it's a little bit shver, to the Afgimel Mabez. Afgimel Mabez, one of the pshatim in the Mishnah is talking about someone who does not know hilcha shchita, we're not sure he knows hilcha shchita. And it says there that if you watch him, then it's a good shechita. And it's mavuyin that Gemara that it's only a b'di'evah, not l'chatchila. So Taisvis and Av Gimel on base, there a maskel the lesser kamon the levitke, they're not in front of you to check him. So Taisvis asked that teimatz mashman the Gemara, Av Gimel on base, that if someone does shechita, you're not sure if he knows shechita, and you're supposed to check to see if he knows his shechita, give him faher after the shechita. And if not, you give your samech on watching him. But the mashma is only b'di'evah. So Tais says, "Hey, the mashma isa kamav lo yada, ain shchitasek shera, even though achem roi ma'isa, let's you buy the kim." And our gemara here says pshita that it's good. That's what Tais asks, and Tais does not answer the kasha. It's a very strong question. It's a tema. Tais does not answer. The Tais harosh answers that there's a chilik between this gemara and the mishnah that says roi and isa. Roi and isa means they're just watching. Here it says a lashon roi umetchila v'atzoy, which means you watch the entire shechita from beginning to end, and there it's even l'chatchila a good shechita. Other rishonim say a little different. They say that over here you knew the, in this case is the yod legama. You knew he didn't know shechita. If you know he does not know shechita, you watch with a different intensity, and therefore he it's possible that's good. You watched it very well. Masha Inke in the case on the Mishnah on Daf Gimel Aveis, explaining the Mishnah, there's a case you're not sure if he knows the Shechita. Someone was watching, it could be he wasn't watching so intently because he didn't know if the person knew Shechita or not. And their taka is not lechatchila to do a Shechita with Roi Noisa. You have to try to ask to see if he knows Shechita before you matter that Shechita. But back to our Gemara, what exactly is the Chiddush of Nachman? If the case is he knows Shechita, we need raw. If he does not know Shechita, if he does not know the halachas of Shechita, and then of course he need raw. And it's pashut that it works. And pashut that works, and pashut they need it. So the Gemara about lo yoda, yigomer, lo yigomer. The case is you're not sure. And if you're not sure, with Rav Nachman B'chadish, you have to have roi, and you have to watch him. If not, it's not good. Break the Gemara, why? If you're not sure, why don't you go bas a roi? Lema roi v'metzuin et shchita mum chumein. Why don't you go bas a roi? Now bring you a raya, you go after the roi. The roi is that most people doing shchita don't do shchita if they don't know how to do it. If they're doing a shchita, mistama they know how to do it, and that's a roi. You go bas a roi. Milo tanya didn't learn a brisa that roi shemot tana girl shchuto v'shuk. Someone goes into the shuk. It's a Jewish shuk, obviously. And you find a tarnagel shchuta. You're not sure who did it. Or you're told your shliach to go shecht the chicken. And you found that it was geshachten already. The way Tosfos learns is that the first case is that you found it shchuta b'shok. There you can say the bailam shechted it. The next case is you told your shliach to shecht your animal and your chicken, and you come and the shliach comes to the chicken and sees it's geshachten already. So we know it's shlav reshus. Still, we say that the chazaka is that it's shchuta. Cheskos is shachut. Alma. So we see from this price, I'm reading roiv mitzui meit shchita mumchem. We say we assume it's a good shchita. Hachinami lema roiv mitzui meit shchita mumchem. We say over here also that even if you don't know, but roiv mitzuyin. So what's the problem? Why are we saying that Rav Nachman is mechayev to have someone watch the shechita? L'chayev, if you don't know if you know shechita, you go by Sarayv. You go by Sarayv. So the Gemara, Lo'ilom, which is actually a tzad on the Gemara that Gemara is also one of the Man Yomrim, learns that way, that you go by Sarayv, just you have to know if he's muchzik. and Ayin Sham, but it's a lot of the Amoraim, they're holding Gobas Arayim. So here, Gobas Arayim. And we have a Brice that's in the first like that. We talk about a Brice that's in the first like that, that it's Rav Mitzunay the Shechita. So the Gemara, Loilam, Diliyad, Loigomer. The case of our Rav Nachman is, he knew for sure that Loigomer. He did not know Hilchos Shechita. The question is postured, Rav Nachman saying. Rav Nachman saying, you have to watch. If you don't watch, it's not good. And if you watch, it is good. So it's postured. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is like this. Going to Shachat Kamon, Chad Simon, Shapir. He shechted one simon in front of us and he did a good job. Ma'u the tema, if you didn't see the second simon, it's good. And the high Shapir, Hachnami Shapir, since one simon he did well, he probably did the other simon well as well. Kamash Lon, high Isrume, Isramilei. Idoch, Shema Shah, Shema Doris. Maybe the first simon punk came out good, by mistake. But the other one, maybe he didn't do good, maybe he was Shah or Doras, he did a psul, and therefore you have to watch Mentchilov at Saif, and that's the Chiddush. By someone that Loi Gomir, you have to watch Mentchilov at Saif. It's not enough to watch the beginning and see, oh, he knows what he's doing, he probably will do the rest good. No, you have to watch from beginning to end. If it's a case you know he doesn't know Hilchos Shechita, you have to watch the entire thing, even though he did the first part good. So the Maravai, the Boyim Rav Dimi by Yosef and Rav Nachman. A shah like this. You tell your shliach, go shech my chicken. And he went, and now the owner comes back. The owner comes and finds it was geshachten. Mahu. Could he assume that it was done well? The chazak is that shachot. Now you could have brought a raya from the brisa before. Maybe yes, maybe not. It's a little bit different case. Here the owner found the shachten. There the shliach found the geshachten, like Taisa says. But the shita mekbetz already asked. You could have brought a raya from that. Brice before. But the Gemara has a shy like this, and when he said, answer him, yeah, chaskasoy shachot. The next case they asked him, oim l'shluchet save it troim. Someone tells the shliach, go take chuma from my produce. And he goes and he finds that part of it was separated. My, is it a good chuma or not? On Malay, ain't chaskasoy tarim. No, you cannot assume it was done well. Maybe it was done by someone else, and it's not allowed to be done shloime dait. That has to be done by the shliach itself. There, we don't assume, we can't even have a chazaka that shliach did it. So we have in the reisha, we could assume it was good shechita. In the second case, we cannot assume it was a good hafrosh shuma. What's considered a good hafrosh shuma? It has to be done by the shliach. If it's done by someone else, he has no permission. And a tayrim shloim medas, if someone does shuma without your permission, it's not a good shuma. So in the first case, we say the chazaka is it's good shechita. Here we say, no, we don't assume the shliach did it. So a shayla is malav shach. Mora wants to know, what shot? Basically, Rav Yosef asked Rav Nachman. He says, "Malav shach." I don't understand. One answer, you tell me good, and one not. What shot? Malav shach. If there's a chazaka, if I give a shliach a job to do, the chazaka is it's as good as done. So I fill a chuma navi. So now, if I find a chuma that there's a frosh chuma, I should assume the shliach did it because you go watch the chazaka, and that's why shechita is good, and that's why the chuma is good as well. The ein chazaka shliach shechusha. There's no chazaka that the shliach does the shlichus. I fill shechita navi loy. Shechita shouldn't be good either. Amalei, so Rav Nachman answered Rav Yosef, l'chi teichel ola kura de milcha. When you measure a core, it's a certain measurement of salt, I will tell you the answer. Rashi says, a milsa v'duchusa. Rashi says, no, do that, v'schar, I'm going to tell you the answer, but you got to do something for me. And you're making a joke. Others say that there is some point to what he's saying. He's saying, if you add salt to this sugya, you'll understand it better. So let's add some salt and we'll understand it. What's the answer? He says like this. Lo'ilam ein chazaka shliach shechusa. Betzem, there is no chazaka that shliach does shechusa, which is really a machlokes amarayim in Masechtas Erevin. And this is Rav Nachman l'shitasoy, Rav Dimi bar Yosef. I kept going Rav Yosef. Rav Dimi bar Yosef asked Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman l'shitasoy holds that you don't say chazaka shliach shechusa by the raisa, only by the rabbanon. Here it's talking with the raisa. So ilam ain chazaka shliach shechusa. Really, there's no chazaka shliach shechusa. V'shchita inami dilmen shachrina shama va'azol v'anshachat. So really, it's not a chazaka the shliach the shlichus, but by shchita, even if someone else heard that I won my chicken geshachten and I got shechted by someone else, it's not a problem. Rav Mitzunei the shchita mumchein. Most people who do a shchita know what they're doing. A person does not know that shchita doesn't do shchita usually. So therefore, you can assume it's a good shchita. But truma is a problem. Dilma inish achin shama, but also a tarm. Maybe someone else heard about it and did the truma for me. Havli tarm shomidas, but tarm shomidas ain't shumas a truma, and a tarm shomidas is not a good truma. You have to have midas, like Rashi brings down, because that a shliach could do your truma comes from the words gam atem, and we the darshan word gam atem, and we darshan also that just like atem is ladas, the shliach also has to be ladas, has to be to your das. So the bottom line is like this: the reason why he answered him, Rav Dimi bar Rav Yosef asked Rav Nachman a shaila. If I tell a shliach to go shech something, I find it geshachten, or if I tell him to do truma and I find it hafrashas truma, is it good or not? See, he said shchita is good, truma is not good. The question is why. If I assume the shliach did a shlichus, what's the difference? The answer is like this: we don't assume a shliach does a shlichus, but by shchita we don't care, because as long as it's geshachten, we can assume roiv matzuna the shchita mumchmeim. Ashenkin, when it comes to truma, there maybe someone else heard about it, and it's a tarim shloim v'das, and a tarim shloim v'das is not a good truma. Now the Gemara mentioned roiv matzuna the shchita mumchmeim. The Gemara wants to now entertain a tzad that it's a machlokes tanoim. Lema roiv mitzuyin etz shchita mumchrein tanoi. Maybe the klal that we just said, the rule that we just said, that roiv mitzuyin etz shchita mumchrein, maybe it's machlokes tanoi. The tanoim that are bright, so hareisha ovdu loy gediyah v'tana garlov. Someone lost his goats or his chickens, and he knows exactly what they look like. He has a siman on them, and he found them. He found them with the siman. The only problem is they were geshachten already. V'holach u'matzon shchutim. He found them slaughtered. The question is, was it a good shechita or not? So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda Iser, Rabbi Chanina Benoy Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, Mati. Yehuda says it's Aser. It sounds like across the board. And Rabbi Chanina Benoy Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, says it's Mutter. I'm a Rabbi. So Rabbi says Achra. Nirin Divra Rabbi Yehuda Shematzan Ba'ashba. He says, I agree to Rabbi Yehuda that's Aser if you find it in the garbage, because it seems like someone shechted it and then didn't do a good job, he threw it in the garbage. But did Rabbi Chanina, but Rabbi Yehuda Shematzan Ba'ashba, he found it in the house. If he found it in the house, then he could assume the shechita was done well. But it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina, but Rabbi Yehuda Shematzan themselves argue across the board. So what's the machlokes? Why is Yehuda oiser in every case, even in the bayis? Rav Chanina holds it's kosher. My law, how come if the mass of Amirim Rav Metzuna is a shechita mumchein? One man the Amos the Rav Metzuna should do mumchein. Therefore, it's a good shechita. It's mutter. Or mass of Loi Amirim Rav Metzuna is a shechita mumchein. Rav Yehuda holds you don't say this, and therefore, as long as you don't know who did the shechita, you can't assume it's a good shechita. So it comes out this cloud Rav Metzuna shechita mumchein is machlokes. That's the one wants to entertain. That's out. Zot the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. I'll explain you pshat in the brisa, what the machlekes is, what Rebbe's saying. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, look, the kuli yama roiv metzuyin etz shchita mumchein. Everyone really holds, like we're assuming until now, roiv metzuyin etz shchita mumchein. That's what everyone holds, and that's, you could say that's the kuli yama. That's not the machlekes over here. That's not the machlekes. Now, here, Betzem on Daf Gimel Beis, where the Gemara there has a shayla about it, that the Tosis even asks on Daf Gimel Beis Tosis Rav Masel V'im asks that there we're assuming if he's some Amoraim there that not Roiv Metzuna Shchita. So he says Ba'afikav Dika Brais LaKama on the Shavu Roiv Metzuna Shchita Mumchein, like we have before already. He says Gai Motsa Tana Gailas Shchuta there's a Tanoi, even though the Gemara is Doicher a Tanoi, but there could be a Tzad Tanoi. But here the Gemara is saying no, it's not a Tanoi. You can say that Kuli Yama holds Roiv Metzuna Shchita Mumchein. So what's the Machlekes? The Gemara now breaks it down. Well, bias the kulam lepligi the shari. If you find it in the house, it's for sure mutter because there's no race at all. Roiv mitzuyin etz shchita mumchein, so you assume it's good shchita. You have no reason to think it's an avela. And ba'ashba shibashok and ashba in the shuk, lekuliyam the kulam lepligi the asa. Everyone agrees that if it's in the garbage jump in the shuk, it probably isn't avela. Everyone agrees it's asa. It's not the machlekes. So what's the machlekes to Rabbi Chanina, and what's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina? Machlekes is kipligi ba'ashba bias the garbage in the house. Marasava Adam also lahatol nevelos of asher bais. One hold, one the other holds that a person throws the veil in asher bais, and the other man the other says no, you don't do that because marasava ain't Adam also lahatol nevelos of asher bais. You don't throw the nevela in the ashba of the bais. Why not? Because it gets spoiled and has a bad reach. So therefore, you never throw it in the ashba of the bais and nevela. So it must be it's kosher. Ah, even asked me, so if you don't throw an avail in the ashba, in the bias, because you don't want to smell up the house, and this piece is really a good piece of meat, so what's it doing in the garbage? Good, it's good, you don't do it, but it's in the garbage, in the house, what's it doing there? So the Meiri says that probably Achaya slept there, Achaya or Shara slept there, but really it was in the house on the counter, and the Achaya slept into the garbage. But Batsam, you wouldn't throw garbage there. That's the Machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda holds that what? That it's also why? Because he holds that it's in the Ashba of the Bayis, it must be that's the Vela. Rabbi Kanina says, no, you don't throw things in the garbage in the house. So it must be it's kosher meat. And we'll still have to explain now what is Rebbe saying. That's going to be the next tomorrow. Omar Mar, so Rebbe made a Hakra. What's going on with Rebbe? Omar Mar, Omar Rebbe, Nirin Div Rabbi Yehuda, Shematzim Ashba. I agree to Rabbi Yehuda. When it's found the ashpa, that it's asr. So what type of ashpa are we talking about? My ashpa. Ilim ashpa is a shuk. If we're doing it at the garbage dump in the street, ha'amrit, we said, the kuliyamalei pligid asr. Everyone agrees in that case that it's asr. So you can't say, I hold a Rabbi Yehuda over there. He holds everyone over there. Everyone holds there it's asr. So he's talking about the ashpa. He says, nirin Rabbi Yehuda, it's asr. He's talking about ashpa, it's not Rabbi Yehuda's shita, it's everyone's shita. Elolav, shita, ashpa, habayis. It must be talking about ashpa, habayis. And Rebbe's saying, I hold a Rabbi Yehuda that Ashba in the house is also, because what's doing in Ashba in the house must be also. But Amos Sefer, then Rebbe says like this, I agree to Rabbi Chanina, that's Mutter when he found the house, my bias. If it means the house Mamish, that we said everyone agrees that the house Mamish is kosher, you can't say, I hold like Rabbi Chanina in the house. Everyone holds the regular case of the house is good. It's not Rabbi Chanina's Shita. Ha'amrit to kuliyam alay pigi d'shari. Elab pshita means ba'ashva shabayis. And he's saying, I agree to Rabbi Chanina, that's mutter. So kash to Rabbi ad Rabbi. He first says, I agree to Rabbi Yehuda, ba'ashva, we said it means ashva shabayis, because an ashva shok is not machlekes. So he says, I agree to Rabbi Yehuda, it's asr, ashva shabayis. And he says, I agree to Rabbi Chanina, the bayis. What does bayis mean? It doesn't mean regular bayis, that's a kuliyam. So it means the bayis, ashva bayis. He says, I agree to Rabbi Chanina, that's mutter. So it's a stira, the two rabbis. What's going on over here? So after Gemara on top on base, Rabbi is not making a hachra. Rabbi is just explaining the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chanina. Hachik amar nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Chanina benoy shavesh aglili ba'ashva shavashok. He says Rabbi Yehuda's sheet of aser is nearer to his partner to the chaylik to Rabbi Chanina by ashva shavashok. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Chanina by ashva shavashok. That's aser. Sha'af Rabbi Chanina benoy shavesh aglili loy nechlekov. He doesn't argue with him about ashva bayis. Av ashva shavashok. Moidele, and he's moide. And the Gemara was vaita, venirin, we don't have the girsa, but the girsa is like this, venirin, divrei Rab Chanina, le Rab Yehuda, shemotzim abayis. And Rab Yehuda agrees to Rab Chanina, when it's found abayis, that's kosher. Sha'af Rab Yehuda, loy nech l'kulav, el ba'ashu abayis. Of abayis, moidele, but the abayis, he is moide. So that's what Rabbi is saying. Rabbi is just qualifying the machlokes and narrowing down that the whole machlokes, Rab Chanina, Rab Yehuda, is only ba'ashu abayis. But if you find it in the bayis itself, we say roiv mitzuyin eitz shchita mumchayin. It's a good shchita. You found your gediyim, your tanagrelas in someone's house, not by the ashma. The kuliyama it's kosher. Why? Because the kuliyama roiv mitzuyin eitz shchita mumchayin. And find in the ashma shavu shok kuliyama it's garbage. It's the vela. The machlekes is by ashma shavu bayis, and that's what Rebbe is coming to tell you that the machlekes is by ashma shavu bayis.